Two homicide investigations are now underway in Mendocino County, both tied to separate cannabis grow sites in remote regions of northern Mendocino. While these cases are believed to be unrelated, the investigations occurred within 48 hours of each other. Captain Quincy Cromer with the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office shares details on the first incident, which occurred outside of Covelo, involving three individuals who suffered gunshot wounds, one of whom died from his injuries.
We were aware of an incident that was reported to us on Wednesday, May 14th of 2025, around just after 9 p.m. And the communications center received a 911 hangup in the area north of Covelo. So the caller that called 911 was an unidentified male who advised they needed help for a friend and then disconnected. Using the technology we have in our dispatch center, they were able to trace the 911 call to the 82,000 block of Mina Road in Covelo. And deputies responded to that area of the 911 hangup near Covelo. And while responding, it's a very remote area of our county. They overheard traffic of another deputy being dispatched to the Adventist Health Ukiah Valley Emergency Room for an adult male subject with possible gunshot wounds. That report occurred on May 14th, just before 11 p.m. So it was 10:55 p.m. when that report came in for the gunshot wound person being transported to the emergency room in Ukiah.
Deputies initially responded to a 911 hangup call northwest of Covelo. While en route, they received word that a gunshot victim had arrived at a hospital in Ukiah. At that time, investigators considered the possibility that the two incidents could be connected.
So the deputies up in Covelo extensively checked the area of Minor Road for the 911 hangup or any evidence related to that. And while on Minor Road, they were contacted by subjects in a vehicle who reported an unresponsive male was located a short distance away on Holes Valley Road. So deputies diverted to there, to the area of Holes Valley Road, about 1 mile from the intersection with Minor Road, and they located an unresponsive adult male on the roadway near two vehicles that were unoccupied and left abandoned on the road. This area was determined to be the 23,000 block of Holes Valley Road.
Deputies then discovered an unresponsive adult male on Holes Valley Road. Captain Cromer says the man had succumbed to his gunshot wounds. Multiple firearms and spent shell casings were found nearby, along with blood evidence that led deputies to believe another victim may still be in the area.
Along the ground, and they followed a blood trail for about a quarter mile, where they located a large marijuana grove with hoop houses and several camp trailers.
Simultaneously, deputies interviewed the individual being treated at the Ukiah Area Hospital to determine how the cases might be connected.
Those deputies interviewed the adult male with gunshot wounds and the subject who transported him to the hospital there in Ukiah. And based on these interviews, deputies determined this investigation was related to the shooting incident and the deceased subject up on Holes Valley Road that was located by Sheriff's Office personnel. Due to the subject at the emergency room having significant injuries, that adult male with gunshot wounds at Adventist Health Ukiah Valley Emergency Room was transported to an out-of-county hospital for further medical treatment.
As the investigation progressed, it became clear the Covelo incidents were part of the same case. Detectives were assigned and a search warrant was executed at the nearby cannabis farm, where additional evidence was recovered. Captain Cromer picks up the story roughly 7 hours after the initial discovery.
While continuing to investigate the area of Minor Road and Holes Valley Road in Covelo, they were trying to canvass the area and attempt to find possible witnesses or other involved subjects. On Thursday, May 15th at about 8:15 in the morning, a deputy located another adult male subject on Holes Valley Road who was approximately 4 miles from the intersection with Minor Road. This adult male subject had numerous apparent gunshot wounds and required emergency medical treatment. An air ambulance was requested and the adult male was airlifted to a different out-of-county hospital for emergency medical treatment. The basic statements that deputy was able to obtain from this person with gunshot wounds indicated they suffered these wounds during the same shooting incident on Holes Valley Road.
At this point, one person is confirmed deceased, and two others, both with gunshot wounds, are considered survivors of the same incident.
So the two subjects with gunshot wounds who were transported to two different out-of-county hospitals are now in stable conditions and have been interviewed regarding this homicide investigation. We are making attempts to identify the decedent, the adult male located on Holes Valley Road. Once that decedent has been identified and their legal next of kin has been notified of their death, we can then release additional information regarding their identity. And a post-mortem examination is being scheduled for the decedent, and the official cause and manner of death will not be released until the pathologist completes their examination and reports.
We asked Captain Cromer whether any of the three individuals are considered suspects or whether they're being treated as victims.
I truly don't know, Lauren. And if you can look at the language used in the press release, it was very vague and ambiguous intentionally because they are subjects with gunshot wounds, but I am not in a position to label them as either suspects or victims at this point. And it's going to take some more investigation to determine what happened as we put those pieces of the puzzle together.
Captain Cromer stated that the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office has confirmed that this case has ties to a drug trafficking organization, although he declined to name which.
So during this investigation, deputies and detectives did uncover evidence which is indicative of illegal marijuana cultivation and sales under the control of a drug trafficking organization, and we are not releasing additional information related to the suspected drug trafficking organization at this time to maintain the integrity of this case. And we are requesting anyone with information related to this investigation to contact the dispatch center at 707-463-4086. You can press option one at any time to speak with the dispatcher. And information can also be provided anonymously by calling the anonymous emergency tip line at 707-234-2100.
While deputies and investigators were still actively working that scene, a second possible homicide was reported. This one on Bell Springs Road, north of Laytonville, near the Island Mountain region.
Yeah, so that one was reported on Thursday, May 15th at about 12:50 p.m., so just after noon. We were still very much actively investigating the other homicide in Covelo at that time. And this one came to our knowledge when a subject from Texas who owns a property in Mendocino County had responded to the sheriff's office in Ukiah to report an incident that reportedly occurred at a property she owns on Bell Springs Road. So this property owner received secondhand information earlier in the week about a worker that she has staying and working at that property, which is the 68,000 block of Bell Springs Road in Piercy, which was also known as the Island Mountain area. The property owner had learned that her worker was either in trouble or possibly murdered at the property. And nobody involved in this entire incident was able to reach this adult male. And the last known contact with the subject living on that property on Bell Springs was approximately May 5th. So it had been about 10 days since anybody had been able to get a hold of this person.
Captain Cromer says a property owner concerned about a missing tenant worker drove for 2 days from Texas to Mendocino County, where they reported the incident to the sheriff's office in Ukiah. At which point, she requested a deputy escort to her remote cannabis property to conduct a welfare check on the worker, who she hadn't heard from.
So we obtained further information from the property owner, who advised the property is extremely difficult to access and very remote because it's behind multiple lock gates. So she agreed to respond with us and assist us in accessing the parcel because regular maps and directions were not going to suffice. So it did take our personnel multiple hours to respond to this property. And when they arrived, this is an over 100-acre parcel that they searched for numerous hours. And the property appeared to be utilized for marijuana cultivation. So they extensively searched this large property. And as nighttime hours approached, we continued searching the area down the hill from the residence. And there is a residence at that property with a deck. So on searching this area down the hill, they located apparent human remains, and it appeared those remains were partially concealed with like loose debris and foliage and other brush in attempt to hide that decedent.
As nightfall approached and visibility declined, deputies remained on scene overnight, securing the area and requesting additional resources for the following day.
So investigators and deputies with the sheriff's office, search and rescue personnel from the sheriff's office, and then law enforcement representatives and search and rescue representatives from the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office all responded during the early morning hours of Friday, May 16th to continue searching and then to recover the human remains that were located. During those recovery efforts, the decedent was determined to be an adult male, but we have not been able to make positive identification of those remains due to the advanced decomposition that was present and the condition of the remains. So the remains are consistent with the general description, gender, and ethnicity of the missing worker that belonged at that property, but we just haven't been able to positively identify that person at this point. So due to the circumstances learned during this case, and obviously the suspicious nature of those human remains recovered during this incident, it is being investigated as a homicide, and we will release additional information as we're able to identify the decedent and release and notify their next of kin and then release their identification.
Due to the suspicious nature of the discovery, this case is also being investigated as a homicide. A coroner's examination has been scheduled, and more information will be released as it becomes available, according to Captain Cromer.
And again, on this investigation as the other, we are requesting anyone with information to call the dispatch center at 707-463-4086. You can press option one at any time to speak with dispatch, and anyone that wants to provide information anonymously can do so by calling the non-emergency tip line at 707-234-2100.
With two separate homicide investigations tied to cannabis grow sites in the region, we asked whether there could be a connection between the Covelo and Bell Springs cases.
No, we have zero information or any indication that the case from Covelo and the case from Bell Springs are related. There's no evidence whatsoever to suggest they're related. It just happened to be that one was continuing to be investigated into the next day when the second one occurred, and it's, you know, very difficult to actively and effectively investigate two very serious crimes like this. So that's where we started reaching out to our neighboring partners in the district attorney's office and anyone else that could come and assist us, because we were pretty thin, spread pretty thin at that point to already working the Covelo one to have this one in Bell Springs come in.
While these cases may not be connected, Captain Cromer does believe both stem from the cultivation of marijuana.
It is obviously tied to either the cultivation or sales of marijuana because it occurred at a grow property and there was active growing materials and other structures there that we all know based on our training experience are indicative of marijuana cultivation. But unlike the Covelo one, I know we referenced that, but that one definitely seems to be related to the sales and cultivation of marijuana under the control of a drug trafficking organization or operation. Again, I'm putting that out there with the caveat that we're not talking about that anymore at this stage of the investigation to try to maintain the integrity. But the one in Bell Springs, I can't say that we're at that point in the investigation, but it is definitely related to the growing operation and cultivation there at the property. I don't know what led to this person's, this violent incident that led to this person's death, but we are continuing to investigate that. But it is, anytime it's at the site of a grow or a cultivation site, we obviously, in our history and experience, they are often related to that.
When asked about the licensing status of the cannabis operations involved, Captain Cromer said that information was not yet available.
No, nobody's ever been arrested yet, and no charges have been filed with the district attorney. It's a little premature for that so far. As you can tell on the Covelo incident, it's a very convoluted, unclear situation as to what went down there. And we are still very much trying to get a better picture of what occurred and finding anyone that was involved in it or anyone that may have information with it. But again, we interview people and then we have to gauge their truthfulness based on the evidence we have and the other statements we've obtained. So we're sorting through all that right now to say, hey, who's telling us the truth? What statements are coinciding with the evidence we found? And then moving our investigation forward to try to determine who may be the primary aggressor in this incident and who may be responsible for the death that occurred. Because no matter what their involvement is, if somebody gets killed, you know, that's a homicide. And they are then, therefore, now a victim of homicide.
Anyone with information about either of these cases is urged to contact the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office. That number is 707-463-4086. Or you can submit a tip anonymously by calling 707-234-2100. 20100. Reporting for KMUD News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.